I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is with me, and on the phone we have Lisa Mauberly. She's going to talk about the Rockin' for Research Festival at Madisonville Hudson coming up on Saturday. Lisa, thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Lisa, your Hudson Toyota dealership is wrapping up a month-long event on Saturday with this music festival, and I'd love to start with featuring the music starting at 1. We'll cover everything going from noon to 9 at your place that's off exit 44 on the Pennyroyal Parkway. Talk about this lineup of music starting at 1. It's terrific.
It is. We are so blessed in this area to have such a diverse and really core group of musicians and performers. You know, you think we're small town, but when you start looking at our community, we have such great talent here musically as well as in the other arts. And I think that our lineup is a very good example of all the different kinds of music that people are really involved with here.
So you've got the Green River Drifters at 1, then Dr. Eddie Pennington at 2, the APB, Alonzo Pennington Band. We've had the APB on WKMS as well. They're playing at 3. Bosco France Band at 5:15, Falter at 6, Rusty Tabor at 7:30. All sorts of wonderful entertainment there. This Rockin' for Research Festival is a Relay for Life event, and I understand that you have 20 or more teams showing up to help raise money that day, Saturday?
And it is that they are going to be raising money, but the biggest thing that they want to do is to raise awareness. I mean, cancer does not stop. We have Relay for Life in all of our communities, and it's a one-day event or a one-evening event, but the actual fight against cancer does not stop. It's a year-round fight, and all communities are affected by this. All people are affected by this. So what we're trying to do is to kick off the 2014 season, so to speak, and to raise awareness of the programs and the support and the things that we are doing in our community to help fight and fund a cure for cancer.
Now, Hudson Automotive is actually giving away a Dodge Dart, a 2013 Dodge Dart, some UK basketball tickets, and Gloria Gaynor tickets, and that has to do with an activity that's been going on all October, and it winds up at 5 p.m. tomorrow, I think. Everybody can see about that at HudsonHasIt.com. On Saturday, people need to be present to be eligible to win those prizes involved. And tell me what it will look like at the dealership on Saturday with everything set up.
Well, one of the things that you won't see is our inventory, which would be our vehicles. We're taking the vehicles, we're moving them off our lot, and we're turning our lot into a huge stage amphitheater, and we'll have booths and the bounce houses out here. There'll be the smokers and cookers going, so we'll have some really great food. Bring a lawn chair, some blankets, whatever. We've got a nice area for people to sit and enjoy the music, walk around, visit with the different relay teams that will have their activities going. There'll be cornhole going on. So we're not going to look like a typical car dealership on a Saturday. We will be doing some registrations for the Dodge Dart and for the tickets to the different events on Saturday as well. So if you don't have a chance to come up and register before 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Friday, we have extended that to Saturday as well.
Good deal. And that involves bringing a non-perishable food item as well.
Exactly. We're trying to support our local Christian County or Christian Food Bank here in Hopkins County. We have asking people to bring an item that will be donated to the food bank. It could be a roll of paper towels or a box of diapers. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that you consume, but our food bank is trying to help out those in our community that maybe can't afford the food and items that they need for everyday living. So if you bring an item, we'll put it in the back of the truck. You take a test drive in a Ram truck, which is I think people are familiar with saying a Dodge Ram, but the brand has separated from Dodge. It's now its own entity, and we're trying to also increase awareness for that as well. So you take a test drive in a Ram truck, and you get a ticket, and you'll be entered into the drawing. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to start spinning the bin and picking out tickets, and we've got all sorts of prizes like the UK basketball tickets, the Gloria Gaynor tickets. We've got some other tickets to give away for events, and plus the big event is the Dodge Dart that will be given away. And you do have to be present to win all of the prizes.
We're talking about the Rockin' for Research Music Festival this Saturday at Hudson Toyota Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at 1055 Crossing Place off Exit 44 Pennyroyal Parkway in Madisonville. Lisa, we were talking about bringing a non-perishable item. I want to go back to the fair food that you're talking about being there. Sounds mighty fine to me.
Well, yes, we've got the smokers and the cookers that are going to be out with pork chops, ribeyes, ribs, and one of our favorites here, and that is smoked bologna. People love it.
Well, it jumped out to me too, as did brisket and chicken. So it's lunchtime. We're all thinking ahead to Saturday.
And we've got those lemon shake-ups, and there's going to be plenty of hot chocolate and coffee and cider for if anybody's a little chilled.
Well, that is really cool. Again, thank you for being with us, Lisa, and congratulations on what looks to be a great festival ahead. Good for you for being in the forefront of Relay for Life in Hopkins County.
Well, thanks again, and I do want to emphasize it's free. It's open to the public. You don't have to pay to park or to get in. You don't have to have a ticket or anything like that. Just come and enjoy the music and, celebrate the fight that we've been fighting against cancer and, help support to find that cure.
Lisa, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Kate. I appreciate it.